Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Nicole.
How are you this fine day?
I am very well on this actual fine day in Tasmania.
Fine in Brisbane too. It's currently 28 degrees, believe it or not.
I don't know what it is outside because my curtains are drawn so the sun doesn't glare in my face.
Oh, I like a bit of sunshine on my face.
I do too. It's just really hard to see my computer screen when it's glaring in my beautiful big double glass doors here in my office. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's a bit of the paradox of choice.
I know. I need a big battery that I can go and sit outside with all the podcasting gear and the iMac and all that.
That'd be nice.
Sit in my garden and do the recording out there.
One day we'll do a live podcast somewhere. One day. We've tried every time we set up. The first time, can you recall, there was a massive torrential storm.
Yeah.
We had to cancel because there was flooding everywhere and it was just really been downhill from there. Hey, I noticed you got a Band-Aid on your finger.
Oh, it's very observant.
Yes.
Yes, I was cleaning windows this morning. Just a random act of doing something that was bugging me because the windows were dirty that I was looking at. And so I went and grabbed some rags and I did a bit of window cleaning and I cut my finger on the window.
Well, that was a bit silly of you, was it not?
It was a bit. It was also a bit silly of the person who did an ineffective install on the windows and put a screw through the join and left a sharp self-tapper sticking out on the inside that I didn't realise was there.
Ouch.
And I'll take responsibility for the fact that I cut my finger.
Did you check it?
What, my finger?
Where you were putting your finger.
That reminds me of a saying, Coxie, that I'm not going to share on today's episode.
That's one of my favourite episodes ever. If you know which one we're alluding to, please reach out. Let us know.
Yeah.
If you heard it, you'll know it. If you know, you know.
That's if you know, you know. Speaking of sitting in the garden and taking a bit of time out of the usual drudgery, Coxie, I could tell you were trying to lead the waffle horse to water so that I could maybe take a drink. We are going to have a chat today about taking a break. Now, it's a topic we do talk about a lot here at Tradies in Business. We talk about everything a lot because we've been doing this now for more than 500 episodes.
Mm.
We're coming up to 7 years in the podcast biz and we repeat ourselves a fair bit, kind of like parents and employers.
Very much so. And yeah, I guess you just find the right message at the right time. There are sometimes I can get through a podcast. I'm an avid podcast listener. And I'll get through a series of episodes and think back, I have no idea what's just gone on in those podcasts because all I actually needed at that time was just the soothing voice or the minor distractions and my thoughts were carefully distracted instead of mindlessly wandering to those places I didn't want it to go. So you might not hear that we've actually spoken about taking a break many times before and today might be the one that you need to hear before the break takes you.
Do you think anybody listens to us for the soothing tones of our voice, Coxie?
No, we had this discussion earlier today and I'm still amazed that people don't listen to our voices at all.
Mm. And I have shared the story about me being used to put people's kids to sleep on the podcast. So I'm guessing soothing's probably not the right word. And we don't really care because you're not here for our soothing tones. You're here for some other reason that you... more than welcome to tell us.
Today they're here for a reminder that they need to schedule a break.
Yes. Now, one of the things that I learned over many years of being a coach and a mentor and having my own coaches and mentors, Coxie, was that the universe or God or great spirit or Mother Nature or society, if you want to go that far, depending on which way you tilt, has a way of delivering us learnings or lessons or opportunities for learning and growth. And the fabulous thing about this thing we have called free choice as human beings, despite how that may appear lately, is that we essentially can choose when we take a break, not if. And I guess in that, it's by choosing when, we can actually choose how our breaks, our respite is taken, because otherwise it'll be delivered to us in ways that many of us wouldn't choose, like breakdowns or financial capitulation, because we take our eye off the ball because we're so tired and overworked and stressed and overwhelmed that we really don't know what's going on and we don't want to look at it anyway, and all of a sudden we've run out of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Or our partner walks out because we have become indifferent, or dot, 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 you name it. There are some pretty tough 4x2s delivered to the back of the head in life for many of us, and I've had multiple whacks to the head before I've taken some lessons. Or we can actually choose to proactively almost prevent those things, Coxie.
We can. It is a big choice, I think. And I think if we're not mindful about the fact that we do have a choice, those 2x4s really hurt. We've had many also, unfortunately, because sometimes you just don't listen until it's far too late. And so now we mindfully plan when we need to take a break. We do also have the structure set in place so that we can take extra time where we need it. So you and I have a fantastic partnership. We work really well together. We've set the motions in place so that you and I get an afternoon off each week to ensure that we get that downtime, because we need to be creative. We need to have that downtime to spark the creativity. You and I do most of our best brainstorming on the weekends when we're actually in our personal time. And we've done that mindfully, knowing how draining it can be. You know, we take on a lot of stuff with our clients. We go through some pretty personal journeys with them. We have to be quite creative to come up with new ideas to even just talk about on the podcast, if nothing else. There's many things that we need to do. And so, therefore, we know to keep ourselves fresh and on topic, we need to make sure that we structure some downtime. Without that downtime, though, you and I have been in positions before where we start to get stale, we start to become frustrated, we start to become quite negative, and that's really impossible when we're trying to lead a team, we're trying to lead our members. If we're in that negative space, then they start to see things quite negatively as well. So we've learnt the value of taking a break in our own business, and yet I think those lessons were probably delivered to us in various forms long before you and I started working together. The builder never took a break, and it led to a massive breakdown, or a series of breakdowns that meant that, you know, the break was forced upon him. He had absolutely no choice about what happened, which meant that everyone around him had no choice either. We all had to jump in, pull up our boots, and try and figure out how to make things work. And I think that's the thing that we probably look over. I feel like at times, I know myself, we were talking before we went to air about stepping out today. We're on top of everything for once. It's very rare. So we've got a couple of hours in the day where there's nothing that actually needs to be done. And we were talking about taking that time out and enjoying that break while we could. We have to be quite mindful about that, because I can feel quite guilty myself at times, thinking I'm not working hard enough, I need to work harder, I've got to find something to work on. And yet I've just been presented with the opportunity to take a bit of a breath, get some time, get some space and perspective so that I can build upon that moving forward. So I think that the point I'm trying to draw to here is often that guilt prevents me from taking the time that I actually need, and I've seen this time and time again with others, prevents me from taking the time that I actually need so that I can continue to carry the load that I have for all of those around me. Now, if I drop the ball, or if I don't schedule in some downtime, then I'm letting down not only myself, but my entire community. So that's our members, that's you, that's our team, it's my family, because one way or another, the break's going to come. I'm going to get sick, I'm going to have a migraine, I'm going to, you know, something's going to break for me to take that break. And I know before, previously, through experience, that I don't think we think about the others around us and how that impacts them as well.
Mm. Yeah, we've seen many times business owners forced out of their business for short or long periods of time because they mistakenly thought that humans are somehow different to any other animal or machine or anything else in our lives, that you can just drive it and drive it and drive it without ever stopping it for maintenance, for repairs, to refuel. We all know that that doesn't work with the tools that we use, you know, with our motor vehicles, but even anyone who's got anything to do with animals, you know, you've got to take care of their health. They need rest time. You can't flog a horse until it's literally, you know, unfortunately abused. And yet we think we can do that to ourselves as business owners, and that we can, you know, we can handle it. And if we can't, then we're weak somehow.
Yeah.
And that taking a break is weak. So unfortunately, we see business owners get their own 4x2 to the back of the head lesson around this with mental health breakdowns, with physical health issues, with relationship issues that take them away from the business, or at least means that they have to divert their attention elsewhere. And I have said a number of times, and I'm kind of proud that this has been turned into a bit of a quote, Coxie, by us, which is a little bit self-indulgent, but
self-serving, then that's okay.
It's the thing that I say around this is you can prevent it now or fix it later, and that holds true for so many areas of our life. You know, you think about relationship issues, whether that's with a spouse and a partner, or a family member, or a team member. Any of those human relationships, you can either address the disagreement or the disgruntlement or the grievance now and prevent something else, or you can try and fix it later and try and patch it up later. And those of you listening will know how hard it is once you have a hurt in a relationship, how hard it is to, you can't gloss over that. It's always there. It becomes a blemish. And yes, they make up part of the tapestry of our relationships. But I'm sure many of us would love to have not spilt that whole bottle of red wine on our relationship tapestry and trying to mop that up for the next 15 years. So prevention in relationships looks like having those conversations up front, addressing things that might be of concern to other parties. But particularly for yourself, we had a session with a tradiepreneur just this morning where we were talking about the hustle that this person has been in for some time, and you know, it's out of necessity, and part of the reason that we do what we do as coaches and mentors here at Tradies in Business is it's easy for Coxie and I, it's simple for Coxie and I to sit outside someone else and their behavior and say, hey buddy, you've been pushing hard for a while, you thought about taking a break? And so often the light bulb literally goes on for that person. It's like, No, I haven't actually. And if I don't, what's going to happen? Whereas fixing it later can get pretty challenging, you know, when you start talking about mental health. That stuff is also hard to, you can't undo some of those, I guess, like tearing a muscle or, you know, damaging our bodies. The mind is the same. You know, you end up having a weakness in that area that you need to proactively take care of for the rest of your life. So, you know, when we take our stretch our mental health beyond a certain point, yes, you can get back to a quote-unquote normal life, and there's always that slightly, you know, damaged scar tissue there that you just got to be a little bit more careful that you don't overstress it, because it can break much more easily next time.
I wonder if we talk about the simple ways to take a break, because I think when we say take a break, people immediately think of 2 weeks holiday by the beach, not doing anything, and taking a break doesn't actually look like that. Or it doesn't have to. Sure, that can be part of your plan, and it doesn't need to be that elaborate. It can actually just be a Friday afternoon off. It can be going for a massage. It can be using any of the things on the challenge this month to put a break in your day, because a break is exactly that. It's just a period of time where you're pausing, not doing what you ordinarily do, and taking some time out for yourself.
100%, Coxie. Or as you love to say, hunji.
I've never said it except in rebuttal to your ridiculousness. Breaks don't need to be enormous. They don't need to be
huge. And I wanted to highlight, you mentioned our business partnership and how well it works, particularly when I talk over the top of you on podcast episodes, of our different work styles and our different energy patterns. So you love pressure and deadlines
I do.
As a form of, I guess, external motivation.
Yep.
Most of us, actually everybody, has some form of external motivation for doing what we do. And Nick and I had a conversation recently, listeners, about our different work styles as part of our business planning. We're just talking about, you know, what works best for us, and we openly share how we're finding our work style and our scheduling and the projects that we've got going on here at Tradies in Business. And Coxie thrives on that big goal, pressure, deadline, constant push. And I am going to go out on a limb here, Coxie, and make some observational comment. I feel like you also need then to have a break from that to then come back and go hammer and tongs again for another, you know, 2 weeks or a month or whatever it might be.
Absolute.
Whereas for me, and I've probably just developed this way as well over many, many years in my own business structures. For me, it's about I like smaller breaks throughout the week, in and out of sessions, or, you know, a big day where it'll be just like I'll happily go, you know, 7 till 7, do 12 hours in front of the screen, podcasting, editing, emailing, creating content, whatever it is, coaching clients. But the next day I can't back up and do another 12 hours because for me I don't do my best work. I can do it, and I've had plenty of time like that in business.
Sure.
And I know that I get burned out, and then I just get the shits with the whole thing. So for me, you know, inside of a week, if there's an easier day or two and then some bigger days, I can keep doing that week after week. And eventually I still need a 3 or 4 day weekend and some of my own personal renewal time, which, you know, looks very different to any other people's. You know, we've all got our personal ways of recharging.
Yes.
So I think the reason for me to share that, listeners, is you've actually got to sit and think about, well, what is my personal energy profile? How do I work best? And you can read all sorts of books and science about, well, it's 47-minute blocks, or it's, you know, 3 days at a time, or it's, you know, work for 3 months and then have a month off. Everyone's got their opinion on what works.
Yes.
Sometimes you just kind of got to try it and see how you feel. If you, you know, maybe try a 4.5-day week.
Test and measure.
We've got a tradiepreneur doing a 4-hour workday at the moment.
It works quite well.
You know, we've had another an electrician tradiepreneur who was doing half days, probably two-thirds days in the end, in all honesty. But, you know, working for two-thirds of a day, 5 days a week, and actually grew the business in that time.
Of course, because they're focused and impactful in the time that they're there. I think the other thing that tradies particularly need to get a balance on in this area is on the tool time and off the tool time. It's all working in and around the business. So what is the balance like for you? I know that one of the worst things the builder ever did was come completely off the tools. Absolutely the worst thing that he ever did, because it just wasn't right for his personality. He got a lot of satisfaction out of creating a wall or demoing a wall or tiling the floor or, you know, whatever other skill he was using at the time. There's a lot of personal growth and satisfaction through that. And when he was moving paper from one side of the desk to the other, he didn't feel satisfied, rightly so.
I can identify with that.
Me too. But that's why I have my garden. You know, when I think about how I work best, yes, I do thrive under pressure. I love pressure. There's a limit to the amount of pressure I can take or the amount of time I can stretch that pressure over. I can take an awful lot of stuff on, but I do break like everyone else. And at some point I need to stop. If I don't do it myself, it leaks out of my face and I can't stop it. And so therefore I have to take a break until the leaking stops. But very much what we do, other than our client sessions, which is very different because I take a lot of satisfaction through those, but on those weeks where we don't have a lot of client sessions and it's just work on work on work, it's creating content, creating the podcast, editing, all those things that you referred to, I can feel quite depleted. So therefore, I know that I need to go and spend some time weeding the garden, or I need to go and rake one of the areas in the backyard so I can see what I've physically done. For me to have that connection and satisfaction around, okay, I've ticked that off my list today. The other thing for me that actually works quite well is having a list. And if I can tick it off, that's also a form of satisfaction. But everybody's different and we all work differently in what is best for us and our personality types. I guarantee there's not two people that are the same. There will always be something different about the balance. So it's time to identify what is best for you and your personality and try to see how you can make that work in your trade business, because it can. And you'll have better results from leaning into where you work best.
The final thing I would say on that, Coxie, and to you listeners, is if you choose to do this, you go do a bit of self-reflection and think, okay, well, what does work best for me? Think of a time where you had a great week or a great day and you just felt really good. You felt like you'd achieved, you felt worthy, you felt like, you know, you'd made a difference perhaps. That can give you some guidance. After that, you may have to enroll the support of the people around you in making some change. One of the things we probably don't talk about a lot when it comes to making personal change, that can freak out some of the people around you because they're used to you being a certain way. And if you're now going to make this change, like our tradiepreneur friend going back to a four-hour workday, that's taken some work for him to go and talk to team members, customers, suppliers. It requires a recalibration of the people's expectations around him so that he can bring that about. Otherwise, that's going to fail every time because we don't live on an island on our own, unfortunately, I would say. And therefore, we just need to go and enroll the support of those people. Say, hey, I'm making some changes to the way I work. Can I chat to you about how we can work together on that so that it doesn't negatively impact you? In fact, this is a positive thing for you, Mrs. or Mr. or team members or whatever, because they're probably sick of you being on all the time as well. So that might be right.
Are you trying to tell me something now?
Not at all. So if you are listening to this and you're thinking, you know what, this is the message I needed to hear today. I want to make some change. This is our plug for something that costs you nothing, that doesn't get us a single client. All it does is actually help you make a bit of change, listeners, and that is the 30-day challenge that we're running here at Tradies in Business. Mm-hmm. If you search the hashtag TIB30Challenge on Insta, you'll see Nick and me sharing a whole bunch of stuff. We'd love for you to share some stuff and use the hashtag as well and be a part of it, and we'll tag your business and get you some exposure. But basically, you can go to our website. If you go to tradiesandbusiness.com.au/free, you'll find there's a calendar and a list of suggested things that you can do, very small things on a daily basis to take a break. Some of them are 5 to 10 minutes and they have a massive payoff. The return on investment for that 10 minutes is enormous. So go and check that out. And apart from that, I guess just think about, do you want to choose when and how you have a break? Or would you like the universe or Nicole to choose for you and deliver it perhaps in a way that you would not have picked?
Like a 4x2 to the head.
Pretty much.
Thanks for listening.
Uru.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.